Cat owners in Dawson Creek could soon be looking at a new set of fees. The changes passed unanimously yesterday, but still have to go through a public hearing. To explain the proposed changes, I'm joined by City Councillor Mark Rogers. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. What are the changes City Council is hoping to make in regards to cats and cat owners?
Well, currently there is no bylaw or any enforcement for cats in the city. We do get a lot of complaints through our animal control officer, which is the SPCA, and they're saying that they spend a lot of time regarding cat complaints, but because there is no bylaw in place, they don't have any real regulation. So I guess in essence, they have no bark to their bite anyways. So
part of this would mean licensing cats. What's involved with that?
Well, the cats will be registered. There's a registration fee for an intact cat, and that'll be $200. And that it will include the collar and a tag that's provided. But with the registration certificate for that, they can be redeemed through the veterinarian clinic for a spay and neuter and a tattoo of that cat if they like to. We have to keep in mind that it is the intact cats that seem to be causing most of the trouble, the ones that are not spayed and neutered.
I see. And so if your cat is spayed or neutered, how much is it to get licensed?
Well, then the registration for that fee would be without an ID is $50. So that gives you your tag and your collar, and the registration certificate can also be redeemed for a microchip for that cat. And then if you have a cat that is an altered cat and it has its permanent ID, the charge for that is $5.
And would this be a yearly licensing or is it a one-time deal?
I believe it's a yearly license. That I'm not 100% sure about.
The question I think that might be on many people's mind is that if the issue is feral or stray cats for the SPCA, how will it help if cat owners are getting their cats licensed?
Well, there's a lot of trouble with the noise disturbances, and people are complaining a lot about their damage to their gardens and basically the smell of the cats and everything else. So with as a result of the unregulated and irresponsible cat guardianship that has affected, and it's often frustrated, the residents of Dawson Creek, that's why we're bringing this bylaw in. And if it'll give the SPCA the ability to impound cats, or like they basically what they do is they'll catch the cats and then they'll impound them. With the fees that are being paid for this, it means that the SPCA will pretty much be, through fees, will be funding through the registration fees, will be funding parts of the cost that it's going to be. So there won't be a cost to the citizens of Dawson Creek. Just a note that dog owners put forward through registration fees and stuff like that, mm-hmm. about $23,000 in 2014, whereas the cat owners didn't put forward anything. And, we do have to keep in mind that cat are the second most common complaint received by the animal services officer.
Hmm. Give me a sense about how extensive this problem is. I mean, with dogs, we know they're typically licensed. They're supposed to be on leash when you're on a walk with them, tied up if they're on the property. Cats tend to just wander at will. How much will a licensing program really help with the problems that you've been identifying with cats in the region?
Well, it's It'll give the it just gives the SPCA a rules and a standards to go by. It'll make the owners of the cats a little bit more responsible, because if there's a complaint about a cat, mm-hmm. they can go out and they can capture that cat. If that cat is not registered or licensed, they'll hold the cat, and that gives them the right to actually hold the cat. And if the owner finally comes in and says, "Oh yes, this is my cat," well, then yes, there will be a fine to that owner to get their cat back. It's the irresponsibility from the cat owners that and it's not everybody. It's just the problem that's had is the feral cat population has gotten out of control. And this is a way of controlling it through spayed and neutering, because it is the feral cats that make the most noise and cause the most property damage.
There will be a public hearing. Is there a date for that yet?
No, there isn't a date for that yet.
All right. And what do you expect to be hearing from the public? Do you think people will be on board with this?
I can't see why they wouldn't be, because it's just like anything else. We would rather not put this bylaw forward, but that would be me personally anyways. Wouldn't want to see it, but I just look at, there's just way too many rules and regulations and everything else that goes along with that. But, you know, people say, well, there's no bite to this bylaw or anything like that. But I look at it and I go, you know, there's drinking driving laws. There's no smoking in building laws. There's a reason why we have to have those laws in place. You can sit there and say, well, you know, this cat bylaw isn't going to have any teeth to it or anything, because how's it ever going to get enforced? It's awareness. It's all about being aware and being responsible. Because if you didn't have a drinking driving bylaw or law, well, what's to stop people from drinking and driving?
Well, we'll continue to watch this story. It sounds unique and very interesting. Mark, thanks for your thoughts.
Okay, thank you.
Mark Rogers is the councillor for Dawson Creek. Yesterday, the city passed the third reading on a bylaw that includes new licensing and registration and fines for cat owners. That will go to a public hearing. What do you think? Too many rules and regulations in Dawson Creek, or is this going to help with a problem that is present in Dawson Creek? You can let us know your thoughts. We've got a question up about it on our Facebook page. You can find us at Daybreak North.